A couple of questions I'd like for you to reflect on this afternoon. When is the last time that you were ever moved by hearing or reading the Passion of our Lord? Has it become too familiar for us? Is it something we hear every year and we just kind of go through the motions of going through it? Or do we even really understand what it means, what this Passion story means? You know, I ask this question because I think it becomes very easy for us when we do something like this on a regular basis, even say once a year, that it becomes just a routine for us. But then we look at it differently, and suddenly it takes on a new meaning, a new importance. I remember when Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ came out, and a bunch of the seminarians were invited to go to a theater and see it. And remember how moved I was when I first saw that portrayal of our Lord's Passion. Now, I, like all of you, had heard it year after year after year as a Catholic. And it became routine. It became something we did. You know, I knew my part, you know, because it was the bold part and the mislet, just like here, you know. The crowd line was the part we all did. But it was something we did routine. We never really thought about it. But when I saw that version of it, when I saw that movie, I realized that what I was seeing was not merely some historical occurrence, something that happened 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, but instead saw something that I had a part in. And my part was, of course, my sins. My sins were a part of what happened 2,000 years ago. My sins, like the sins of all humanity, of all of us, played a part of that. I realized that Jesus did not die for some abstract idea of the sins of all humanity. He didn't die just because of human sin. He died for the sins of each and every individual, each and every one of us. Each of us contributes to the necessity of Christ's death when we turn away from God and fall into sin. Each and every one of us. It's almost as if every one of our sins is another blow of that hammer on those nails. I think it's a beautiful symbol that Mel Gibson, when filming the movie, he was the one who drove in the nails. Those hands that you see holding the nail and holding the hammer and pounding the nail in, those are Mel Gibson's. And that's the symbol we should have as well. Is that when we look on a crucifix, when we look on the nails on a cross, that we see ourselves driving those in. And the sad part is Jesus knew we would continue to sin. He died for our sins and knew that we would continue to turn away from him, continue to fall into sin. But he suffered for us anyways. That's the strength of the love that our Lord has for us. He loved us so much that he gave his life for the forgiveness of those sins, no matter how many times we commit them, no matter how many times we fall into those sins. The challenge for us is to love him in return, to love him that strongly, and to allow his sacrifice, which we remember and yes, we celebrate today, to allow that to enter our hearts and to move us away from our sin.